just having the support of an organisation such as Foilport is great, you know, in terms of, well, the financial commitment that they've given us, but also more importantly and just as important is the commitment to policy, the commitment to training, the commitment of the wider staff getting involved and working alongside the organisation to do a range of projects that creates awareness, and it helps get people in the community really involved so they will get to understand, they'll get to meet survivors, they'll get to understand their work, and that word of mouth going out through all of those families helps to get further engagement and helps involve the community in such an important issue as domestic abuse.
And the bottom line here too is that it could well be that because of this funding, because of this project, more women will be safe, more women will be removed from a dangerous situation, and life will be made better for more people as a result.
Oh, absolutely. And even, you know, showing the example, like this is a huge demonstration from Foilport and Harbour that they are, you know, on board and that they take this seriously and they want to be involved and changing the status quo. So that has, you know, a ripple effect. It will demonstrate to other corporates and other agencies. It will, you know, the workers themselves are going to be committed to coming in and learning about the work. The policy will also help them, you know, identify and support staff that may be going through this, you know. So it has larger impacts and repercussions than just, you know, a few acts. It will create the knowledge and the support that we need and that we're trying to encourage right across all of the agencies in our area.